Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing the last number of days entitled, We Are Children of the Promise. And let's just take a few moments to really meditate and think on the fact of our position and the authority and the privilege we have as sons of God. That it is such a high privilege. We have not really understood and walked in the fullness of it. We basically, that high privilege is union with Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is the union of the Creator of the universe with the created. That's you and I. It is this union which makes us partakers of the divine nature. Union with Christ is more than a theology. It is a brand new life as a new creature in Christ, lived by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is separation time. God is moving across His church. Judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. And there are those that are being separated out. It's been happening for years now in the major denominations. Those who simply believe the word of God, that God meant what He said what He meant, or those who feel that the understanding of Scripture has to be mitigated somewhat. We have to be a little more tolerant, a little more open in our understanding. We have to be willing to embrace all kinds of lifestyles. We are living in another time and another era. This book was written, you know, in some cases centuries ago. It describes events that are not applicable today, and so we need to be relevant for the hour in which we're living. So people divide into camps. I know right here in the city of Caldwell, there is a beautiful historical church that was literally split apart by this very issue. On the individual stand and belief on the Word of God, that it was in fact the absolute inerrant Word of the Lord. And so, beloved, not only in that area, but we have those who are walking in their flesh, those who are flirting with the things of the world, those who are trying to straddle the fence, those who are saying they love God and backslide every other moment. Well, God has not called us as yo-yo Christians. He's called us to be faithful in our service. He's called us to be diligent, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Beloved, we serve a holy God. Hell is real, and it is reserved for those who stiffen their neck, who harden their hearts, and don't want to go the way of the Lord. Why is heaven such a beautiful place? Because everyone there delights to do the will of God. His way is so perfect. His way is wonderful. That's what heaven is. When we finally get it through our thick skulls that God's way is the best way, that He is a good God. He wants only the best for us. He's not a fierce and unrelenting God who sits up in the heavens shaking His finger. Well, you fell short today. He loves us. He wants to minister to us. He wants to anoint us. Beloved, it's a separation time. The bondwoman and the child must be cast out. The Ishmaels have to go. Your Ishmael, beloved, my Ishmael has to go. Isaac is being separated unto God that he may be the person that God had called it to be in terms of the son of Abraham to receive his inheritance, but we are being separated unto God as a company of people to whom the Father may reveal, hallelujah, the hidden mysteries from the foundation of the world. We're going to come to the end of human struggle, beloved, and the birth of that rest in God, which is based upon what he is doing in us rather than what we are doing for him. Obedience is still better than any of our sacrifices, and to hearken to him is more valuable than the fat of rams. It is beautiful to be filled with the Spirit, and when we are, we shall know the joy of being led by the Spirit. You and I are heirs of the kingdom. We are the sons of God. And it does not appear yet what we shall be, but when we know he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Those who are yielded to him are experiencing the revealing of his mysteries and the unfolding of his promises in their lives. These, beloved, are the overcomers. Overcoming means more than just deliverance from sensual fleshly habits and the perpetration of things which the world acknowledges to be sin. That's wonderful. That's great. From these things, we find deliverance through the shed blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But no, hear me, hear me. Listen closely. No individual is an overcomer who had not overcome self first. We have got to overcome self. We've got to pull down the idols of self off of our own heart and allow Jesus to be Lord. God is wanting us to die to our flesh that we might live the life of Christ, that he might live the life of Christ through us. Paul said, it's no longer I live that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Galatians 4:6-7, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise God. It's not decided on the basis of our ability to serve, our social standing, our intellectual abilities. It is based on what Jesus has done and his calling, his individual calling on each one of our lives. Heirs of the kingdom. Think of that, beloved. Heirs of the promise. Heirs of the fullness. Heirs of everything that Christ was and is. Galatians 3:29 states, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. The heirs of the promise choose the desires of the Lord. Yes, we have to be realistic. We will face times of disobedience in our lives, in our walks. There will be obstacles that will be encountered. There will be tribulation and persecution in this world. But in our willingness to follow on, to know him, he promises that we will be empowered. We will be delivered. We will be encouraged, drawn forward in that blessed union with Christ. David said, why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? For I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. We will yet praise him, for you're going to see your heart's desires given. If you will arise in faith, if you will rise on and put on that holy mantle, the garments of his righteousness, the garments of praise, if you will believe him that those things he's promised you, not only in the word, but to your own heart, in your own life, that you will see those things come to pass. Oh, he will part the Red Seas when we stand before them, not ahead of time. He will send the manna on the day it's needed, and not one day sooner. We will not fear though the mountains be removed and be cast into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled. In this we shall be confident. We will not be removed. We will not be moved because we've set always the Lord before us, because he is at our right hand. As David said, I will not be moved. We shall hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh, we are coming into a time, into the understanding of our God. we are really going to know the Father, not just know about Him, not just know scriptures, not just be able to quote scriptures, but we're actually going to know Him in the power of His Word, and it's going to transform our lives. We're going to know Him. We're going to fellowship with Him on the basis of sonship, on the basis of heirship. We are going to know, and we're going to walk in that glorious liberty and freedom of the blood-bought sons of God. Glory to His name. For yea, and behold, my beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Think not that I have withheld the promise. Think not that I am not moving in your life. For I have set you even as a lump of clay on the potter's wheel, and I am fashioning you, says the Lord. I am removing you as a vessel of honor, set as a vessel of gold in the heat of the furnace, that I might refine out of you all the impurities, all the dross, that you may be a pure vessel, bringing glory and honor to your God. At times, I may have to break that earthen vessel, not that it should be destroyed, but they may refashion it and make it into a vessel after my own heart, after my own pleasure, after my own desires. Oh, do you hear the Spirit calling you today? Come up higher, beloved. Come into that secret place where I may minister to you, where I may stir up the faith that I have placed in your heart, that you might know your God in a new measure, that I am a God of miracles. I am a God of the impossible. I am a God who will make a way where there seems to be no way. I am a God who will move in your life, and the devils in hell cannot prevent it. The enemy of your soul cannot stop it. The adversary of the believer, he who would condemn, cannot stop the work that I am doing in your life. As you believe me, as you trust me, as you praise me, you shall see that anointing come into your very being, empowering you in your body, strengthening you in your body, strengthening you in your soul, and empowering in your spirit to do those things that I have called you to do. Rejoice and receive from my hand even this day, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you. I praise you. I honor you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for the moving of your Spirit. We thank you for your precious word, written in your word, and for the precious words of prophecy that you give us to exhort and comfort and encourage our hearts. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, in the few moments that remain, I do want to encourage you and invite you to write if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to write down that contact information the announcer will give. I look forward to receiving your email, receiving that letter. You don't have to write a lot, and I will pray for you personally. Send back whatever that God gives, which I know will be a blessing to you. I appreciate you. I pray for you daily, UCM Partners, my radio family. Thank you for joining me today. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,